Good morning. It's the 27th of December, 2018, and today we have the Three of Coins, the Knight of Wands, and the Eight of Coins. Wanted, handyman. So said the ad I ran recently, more or less. Need trick done around here and need to get this trailer restoration on. I'm getting old and can't swing a hammer like I used to and can't break any more bones at my age. So forget about anything on the roof like chimney cleaning or the ventilator on the barn. But I also can't have people working at the house all day. I'll lose my mind and I won't get any writing or readings or recording or anything else done. Not to mention my power nap. I digress. The Three of Coins traditionally shows a meeting in a church involving an architect, a craftsman, and a bishop or nobleman of some kind, the commissioner of the work. The Morgan Greer card shows a solitary stonemason putting finishing touches on a wall in the low light of a stained glass window, one he probably had a hand in crafting. It's beautiful work, built to last for generations. This card always looks to me as if everyone else took off for the weekend or holiday, and this guy is moonlighting. In the center, and the star of the show, because he usually is wherever he goes, is the energetic, restless Knight of Wands, usually seen charging around on his horse, but on the Morgan Greer card stands ready for his orders. Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, shouldering a tool of his own trade, a thick, strong wooden club. Today, the helmet and face guard of his armor and his yellow rubber-looking gloves remind me of a welding helmet and welder's gloves emblazoned with the logo of the legendary Salamander, long believed to be fireproof. He's the guy for the job, he declares, and it won't take him long. He's not interested in spending any more time on the job than necessary. He's on to the next thing. The craftsman on the Eight of Coins, discs, pentacles, or simply money, and all things of the earth, Virgo, Taurus, and Capricorn, is working away, blue sleeves rolled up, his blue collar peeking out from beneath his leather apron. He has his head down, his hammer and chisel in hand, and turns out beautiful carvings. We see examples of his completed work lining the walls of his shop or studio. He or she is consistent and pays close attention to detail. It's looking good. Coming today is a contractor who lives nearby who is retired and, in his words, stir crazy, who we agreed yesterday would work today for 3 hours but is hoping for a regular thing. Although retired, it seems he's still got enough of the night in him to want to do something. He's moonlighting from his retirement. I like that. A great combination, that fired up enthusiasm for the job and the dedication and consistency and downright love for the work to get it done. And not only get it done right, but make it special. And of course, a lot of ideas about ways to do things I couldn't even think of, which is good. I have a very long list. Have a great one. Bye.